Magic lamp? Wonder what happens when I rub it.
You have awakened me. I shall grant you 3 wishes.
My first wish is for economic development. My second wish is to save hours of travel time. And my third wish is to create safer roads.
You could have just wished for bus rapid transit and gotten all these things with one wish.
Make all your transit wishes come true. Learn more about bus rapid transit at indigo.net/bus-rapid-transit.
It's time to hear from you. Kendall and Casey present Voicemails. Brought to you by QC Kinetics for non-surgical regenerative medicine treatments at 317-559-PAIN.
Where you get involved with your voicemails. The phone number 317-684-8444. It is the Kendall and Casey Show on 93 WIBC. And before we get going, we do have a programming note to mention, and that is that tomorrow night WIBC will be carrying the GOP gubernatorial debate. It starts at 7 p.m. if you're interested to hear what those people have to say.
Yes, last chance for any of these people to show they have a pulse and are living, functioning human beings. So it's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock right here at WIBC.
It might be better if we had Kevin on the board during that, and he could zap him anytime they either lie.
Yeah, I need to break that out again.
You do wonder at this point how many undecided people are actually out there.
Yeah.
Because obviously a lot of people are beginning to early vote or have early voted, or I don't think there's a slew of people that are clamoring to early vote. Just there's not a general throng of excitement for election cycle this season, I don't think, in the primaries. But you do wonder how many votes are out there still kind of to be had, and if somebody can have a moment, can they alter the trajectory of the debate?
Mm-hmm. I think my theory might be going when I vote, if I've heard of your name because you've been in office.
Yeah, you're out.
I'm not going to vote for you.
Well, we've talked about
never
this.
Heard of you. Sounds good.
I mean, you got it. You got to basically this year the approach. I mean, if you want to fix this, you got to throw all the incumbents out, mm-hmm. and that means if you're going to vote for somebody because their kid is your kid's friend, or Sally was in the Rotary Club, or you know, Ted picked up trash with Kiwanis. If they're an incumbent, you are exacerbating the problem at this point. You are enhancing the problem because every single one of these incumbents has done nothing. Absolutely nothing to help you. And the good chance in the case of these incumbents, most of them have been there for a very, very, very long time. And so you've got to find out who these incumbents are. And if they got competition, I don't care if the guy that he's running against is a card-carrying communist. He can't be any worse than what's currently in there. So vote against them. Vote them out. You're not going to beat the majority of them. But if you can take down a couple of them, then maybe it sends a message. Maybe it gets these people to straighten up a little bit. And maybe this next legislative session will actually get some meaningful property tax reform. Capital Chronicle had an article the other day about this conversation about property tax reform going on in the State House. And Jeff Thompson, who's the head of Ways and Means, who, by the way, there's a guy named running against Jeff Thompson in Hendricks County. Joe Baddock is the guy's name. If you live in Hendricks County, absolutely vote against Jeff Thompson. Absolutely vote this guy out. He's horrible. He's been there forever. He's accomplished nothing. He's a total zero. But he's having this conversation with these lawmakers about property tax reform. And they're, again, all they're talking about doing right now is tinkering. It's these very small things that aren't going to change anything. They're talking about maybe doing this with farmland, or maybe changing how referendums are done, or maybe changing how max levies are. That's not going to help anybody. And this is the guy in charge. The guy in charge, Jeff Thompson, is telling you, I'm not doing anything meaningful. So if you live in Hendricks County, and if you vote for Jeff Thompson, again, you are voting for higher property taxes. I didn't mean to get on a rant there. I feel like you walked me into that.
I did.
That's your fault.
Blame it on me. Well, sure. Okay, well, the interesting thing is our first two phone calls are going to be about voting and property taxes.
Oh.
So here's the first one with a question about the important vote that you do have to pay attention to.
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. Just have a question. Rob, you keep talking about the delegates to nominate the lieutenant governor. Of course, we all want Micah to be in there, but how do we know which delegates are supporting Micah? I live in Hancock County, and I'm going to vote, is it only the Indianapolis delegates, or is it statewide delegates that will nominate the lieutenant governor? We need to know who the delegates are. So if you could answer that question, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Now,
bye.
Now, before you get upset, he was one of many phone calls with the same exact question.
I'm not upset at this guy because I really appreciate the question, but this is why I don't get involved. It's like James Earl Jones in Field of Dreams, mm-hmm. where all I want, Casey, if I wanted to be the candidate, if mm-hmm. I wanted to do this work, I would just run for the office. But this happens every time I support somebody, mm-hmm. I end up doing as much of the lifting as the candidate themselves. it happens every damn time.
Good thing he's a friend of yours.
I am James Earl Jones at the hot dog stand in Field of Dreams. Okay, so there is a website that Micah has come up with. Okay, the delegates are elected by, and every county is different. So, for example, but they are elected by county. So, for example, in Hendricks County, where I live, they have divided them up by school district. So it's population. So Brownsburg gets 10 of the delegates. I think Avon gets 10 of the delegates. Plainfield maybe a little less, and they divide them up by school district. Unfortunately, the onus becomes on you to figure out of these, I think there's 33 people running in Brownsburg for 10 positions. You got to figure out
which of the 10 are going to support the guy.
Who they
you
are.
Want.
I mean, I've done the effort to figure out who 10 of the people are. There may be more than 10. I just know who 10 ironclad won't change, won't move, won't anything. And I'm supporting those people. You got to put a little work into this. And I know it's not easy. Now, Micah has a website that he has put together with a list of people that he knows are voting for him. And it is, I'll give it out if everybody's ready. All right, you ready? It's sites.google.com/view/Micah's picks. I'm going to give that again, then I'm going to put it on @RobMKendall on Twitter here pretty soon when we go to break, mm-hmm. and then everybody can go there and see it as well. So it's by county. He's got it listed.
It's not everybody.
There's many, many people, I'm sure, supporting him. But this is the thing, Casey. I always end up doing work for other people, and I'm not even part of the campaign.
Do you see what happens when you
this
get
is
involved?
My I get sucked into the public good. Mm-hmm. So it's sites.google.com/view/Micah's picks. I don't know why it's that long. That's what it is. I'll put it up @RobMKendall when we get to the commercial break. Mm-hmm. But my goodness, I just want to be left alone. Mm-hmm. I want to come in and do this radio show for 3 hours a day, and I want to go home. And no matter how much I try to get, it's like The Godfather, right?
Yeah.
No matter how much I try to get out, they suck me back
in. Well, understand. That caller, he's listening to you.
He wants
to follow your advice, but he also needs a little direction, so there it is.
I'm not mad. I'm just frustrated at myself because no matter how much I try to escape from this vortex of hell,
I'm not mad at
I
it.
Just can't get out of it.
Okay. Here's a phone call about property taxes.
Hey, mailman call. Listen to WIBC 93.1. Every day delivering my mail.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, just got my tax assessment. They took it easy, only 8.7%. Last year was 22. That's $328 increase. Nice. For what? My house is 124 years old. How's it keep going up? My truck isn't worth as much as it was last year. Can't figure it out. Love you guys. Ciao.
Some things depreciate, some things don't.
Well, it seems like they've just taxed him $3 a year,
yeah.
every year that his home has been in existence.
Yeah,
is that unreasonable?
Maybe it's going to have a historical marker on it.
But this is where we come back to the conversation we just had, which is the property tax system is mortally flawed. It's utterly ridiculous that a non-fiscal agent, in mm-hmm. this case, the assessor, is the person who raises your taxes, and there is very little recourse that you have on that, and it's based on something someone else does. So when a do-nothing like Jeff Thompson is in these meetings in this gobbledygook government speak, and he's trying to just cut the smallest edge off possible to go, we did something, it's not going to help people. The whole system is broken. And if you look at the people that are running for the state House and state Senate races. So to bring this all full circle, like with the whole MICA conversation, MICA's talking about it, but none of these other people are. They'll send mailers out like those disgusting ones that I get from the two people running for Senate in Hendricks County, Clark and Englehart, who both supported raising taxes as local government people. Oh, I want to cut your taxes. Really, which ones? Oh, I want to cut your taxes. Really, which ones? Oh, I want to cut your taxes. They're not going to do anything. You got to throw a bunch of these bums out. This is how the process is going to work if you actually want to fix property taxes. You got to throw a whole bunch of these bums out, hope it wakes the rest of the bums up, and then maybe you'll get a meaningful discussion about why the government thinks it's fair that they ever forever have a lien on your home.
Okay, we've got another phone call. This one, I'm really glad this person called and brought this to my attention, and soon yours. So we had a conversation last week about the Caitlin Clark jersey, number 22, and how it was sold out from Fanatics.
Did you get one?
I didn't. It's sold out. And you had mentioned, you know, you don't wear another man's name.
Right.
On.
Yeah, well, you're a grown-ass man. Act like it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't be wearing somebody else's name on your back.
Don't be subservient to another person.
And that does include even women's names, like
right.
Caitlin Clark.
It's even worse if you're wearing a woman's name. No offense.
Right. Uh-huh. Offense taken. But here's somebody with a very good point.
Hey, Kendall, Casey, love your show. I'm just calling. I was going to go to the merch store and buy an I hate or I love Rob Kendall t-shirt.
Yep.
But I was made aware today that as an adult, I cannot wear a shirt that has the name of another adult on it. So kind of in conflict here. Maybe I should buy one for my kid. And I don't know. That'd be his 13 years old and conservative, it might be a good thing. But, you know, I can't wear that t-shirt now and in good conscience with another man on my shirt.
Yeah.
I just want to know your thoughts about that. I love you guys' show. Thank you.
Well, I would say a couple things. Number one, we have provided exemptions. Charity is one of them, right? And all of my portion of the proceeds do go to Project Rescue, which fights human sex trafficking across the globe. So you would be already exempted because if it's for charitable, the Caitlin Clark shirts are not like going to charity, right?
No.
There's no, you know, hey, the Salvation Army is going to get 100% of the donation. So you would be fine on that.
Okay.
Also, telling someone how much you hate them, that's not being subservient. You're telling that person, I hope you rot in hell.
Okay.
And so that's totally okay.
Okay.
And then third, it is on the front of the shirt. It is not on the back.
So that's a difference.
I think you would have an exemption there, too. But the first two, you're already in on the first two. There's no court in the world who would convict you based on, I mean, there's two ironclad exemptions that we gave out from the very beginning on the
perfect.
Anyway.
Okay. So charity and I love it. So he's free to get the shirt.
Yeah.
I would recommend to him that he gets the I hate Rob
Absolutely.
Kendall shirt.
Because that way you're checking both boxes.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving to charity.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me to rot in hell.
Right. Okay.
You're just, the more boxes you check, the more insulated you are from judgment of wearing another person's name on your person.
Purchase away and you'll be fine.